It is Coffee and Conversation here on this Wednesday afternoon here on Caper Country 92.3. Tyson and Veronica with you. I'm pleased to once again be joined, as always, by City Administrator Brent Clark as we talk about some of the happenings in the city of Broken Bow, some of the events going on as well. We actually made a trip up to see you over in City Hall, just wrapped up with the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, a four-minute Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, by the way, for those who are keeping track at home.
I believe it was six, Tyson.
Six minutes. Didn't know that we get started until 12:02, though.
12:02 and 6 minutes, and it was 12:08.
So never have been good at math skills.
It's okay. Well, good afternoon, Tyson.
Good afternoon. And a reason we brought you on the program here today and some of the things we're going to be discussing, let's first of all backtrack and talk about just last night, of course, a busy time here in the county, busy time in the city with the elections going on. Very impressive with the voter turnout right here in Custer County. 59% for a
midterm
election is just great.
It's fantastic. I mean, that's overwhelmingly, you know, higher than what you don't normally see. And especially with having the polling location at the municipal auditorium, you know, it was a constant flow of folks. Mm-hmm. And that's what democracy is all about, is everybody getting a chance to vote and everybody coming and taking time out of their day to vote. You know, regardless of which way you wanted the election to go, you know, that's not what we're here for. You know, mm-hmm. We're here to make sure that everybody gets a say and everybody gets an opportunity to vote. And first, I really want to commend all the volunteers and everybody that worked so hard yesterday throughout the entire day and then into the late hours. You know, I walked by the courthouse. What was that? About midnight, I think 12:30. By the time I got on my walk after some phone calls, and there were still people there.
Mm-hmm.
So really, you know, thank you for everybody who was involved in the election process. Our county does a phenomenal job when it comes to the election process.
Once the results are certified and official, then let's kind of just discuss and, you know, talk about how we begin now with the elections and in the rearview mirror, the business at hand and some of the business down the pike.
Yeah, and so, you know, of course, for the city of Broken Bow, you know, Mayor Cecil Burt was reelected, mm-hmm. As well as East Ward Councilman Rod Sonicson also was elected. He was running unopposed, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the West Ward, you know, it's still unofficial.
Right.
You know, we're not sure who is going to be the final write-in out of the three write-ins for Councilman Neil Neth's spot. And so what will happen, though, is the first meeting in December is when the new council member will join us and be sworn in. So it will be that December 11th city council meeting is when the first meeting they're sworn in at.
How quickly does it kind of typically take them to get acclimated, them to get up to speed with some of the business that's already transpired from the council?
You know, I've only, you know, had really in-depth conversations with two out of the three write-ins in the West Ward. You know, I didn't get an opportunity to speak with one of them. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't come up and seek that information from me. But,
sure.
You know, it's kind of up to them. How much time they want to dedicate? How much time do they have to dedicate to kind of learn the ropes? Our city council does a phenomenal job with getting folks acclimated and introduced to the city side. A lot of folks have a preconceived idea on how city government works.
Right.
You know, I see the smirk on your face. That, you know, you see this not just Broken Bow, but, you know, in Hastings and Grand Island and Lincoln, too.
Yeah.
I mean, with new senators.
Yep.
It's a learning process. You know, there's new, you know, new council member packets that we'll hand out. Our city clerk, Stephanie Wright, is really trying to, you know, prepare a smoother process and transition than what we've had before, just making sure that the new council member gets up to speed and gets acclimated as quickly as possible, because we do have a lot of big decisions coming up here in the very near future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the first ones that we're going to be looking at is, you know, bringing up that UTV and ATV ordinance. You know, that's something that was brought to us, again, by a group of citizens that wanted to see something happen. And we kind of put that on the back burner, to be honest with you, until after the election.
Sure.
You know, I met with the mayor and council, and they said, you know, we really want to make sure that, you know, the new council has an opportunity to have input on that ordinance, because it is so important to the citizens of Broken Bow.
And again, that's just another example, and we've seen several here just this past year of citizens that that get involved and that have a want or have a desire and come before the city council to get that desire heard.
Absolutely. And go to our website, you know, cityofbrokenbow.org, sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, in the afternoon, you've caught me with a lot more coffee than typically on the morning segment. You know, only got 2.5 pots down so far. Yes, I said 2.5 pots, uh-huh. not cups, pots. Uh-huh. And so that form is available on the website. You know, go to the city clerk tab or miscellaneous forms, and you'll be able to see the, you know, agenda request form that you'll be able to get put on the agenda underneath a lot of times other communication first, and then we'll see, you know, which direction the city council wants us to go before it actually gets into the new business side of the agenda.